for calling Dahl Kemper Custom Jewelers. If you would like to hear our hours of operation, please press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Good afternoon, Dahl Kemper Custom. This is Amanda. How can I help you?
Hey, Amanda. It's Dustin, RDI. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I spoke with Don and Sean yesterday about a radiant that he was working. Any way I could chat with him real quick? Because I did have one that I think could work for him.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on a hold.
Yeah, no problem.
Stone setting day. How are you doing? I'm good, man. I'm good.
I just following up from yesterday. You know you're working on this. It's kind of a weird radiant. They're looking for a super long one, huh?
Yeah, she just wants a sexy, slender, brilliant white stone.
Almost like a baguette, almost. It's like.
Yeah, she wants it long. She likes them long and skinny.
Well, I got one. I don't know if it'll work. It's hang on. Let me pull it back up here. I just lost it. 514 56 It's where the hell did it go on me? What do you got already? I know you. I know you see
well,
a dog from me yesterday, but I forgot.
Yeah, let me throw you on speaker. Let me get on the safe right now. So I'm going to call Tatum today from the presentation. I got a ESI-1 250, a 10.6 by 6.12 GIA. That stone is 26.3. I got a 301 at medium. This is an FSI-1 GIA, 11.03 by 6.76. Strong blue for 29.
Okay, where are you looking to stay under 30?
I don't really care. I don't want to be at 35, but I need the customer has the money. I just want to find her the right stone. What do you got?
I mean, mine comes in a little high, but I mean I looked at the stone. It's mint. It's a 301 G color SI1. It's excellent. It's 11.13 by 6.8.
How much money do you need for it?
This one's 37.3.
Let me just see if I can make that work. 37,000 times 1.1.
I mean, and listen, man, like, if you can get it sold and, like, pay me relatively quick on it, like, I'm not telling you you got to have it sold and paid by Friday, but, like, if you could do it fairly quick, I mean, I could do 36,651 on it.
So, I gotta see if she wants to spend. Okay, so that measurement is 11, and there's no 4Fs, right?
There's medium in it, but nothing that makes the stone hazy or anything. I looked at it. The stone is awesome. I mean, if it was hazy, I wouldn't even bother calling you because, you know, I don't get paid to quote or memo diamonds. So
I don't
want to
waste shipping because shipping's expensive. All right, okay, so the stone I got that's medium is 10.5 by 6.12, and the stone's 26K. You
right.
know what I mean? So it's like I'm going to sell a dead stone because it's $10,000 less. I just don't want to waste our time. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, I mean,
so
if you show it, I mean, if I send it and you show it, I mean, I'll cover the shipping. You know, you never know, because she might push the budget. This G might look better than that F for some reason. You know, I've seen stones that have done that,
yeah.
but, you know, I could be totally wrong. But, I mean, I'd love for you to show it, and if
no,
you do.
No, I think this E that I got is a little off on the color. I can see color in the E. So, yeah, if you want to send it, cover the shipping, I'll promise to show it. I'll probably show it on Saturday. Because I won't have the stone until tomorrow. But shipping's weird. I'm not getting. I've been ordering Stellar overnight morning delivery, and I haven't seen it in 2 days. So I don't know what's up with the storms or anything. But, you know, if I get in the morning, I can show it in the afternoon. If I get in the afternoon, I have to show it next day.
No,
so,
I can get it to you tomorrow morning. I mean, I can't guarantee because of what's going on with the weather, but, you know, I could definitely.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Send it my way. I will show it. And I will price it at 37K, and we'll go from there. I got to put 5,000 on it, so I'm gonna be offering it at 42. So
right,
because she should put it on a credit card. And a $42,000 sale on a credit card is 1260 in sales tax, or in that goes in the credit card company, goes to Amex.
Right.
So,
okay.
It's 5,000. But, you know, I can't sell a $40,000 stone for less than $3,500.
Right,
nice.
I got you. Yeah, I don't blame
it.
And, for example,
so
for the stone.
Show it.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll show the stone. I can promise you that. And I'll tell her that I have a stone coming in tomorrow. I'll have it by the afternoon. And I'll show her the three. I don't even talk pricing. How I do my presentation is I show them the stone, let them fall in love with one of them, then I talk about pricing. You know what I mean? So I'm only going to show your stone, Odette's stone, and Shy stone, and then she's going to buy one of them.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, we're good, man. You know, for example, it's like my CEO, he was the one who – he's in New York right now. That's where he usually hangs out. And he was trying to, you know, reach out to his site holders, and he was coming up with some colorless stones that were like 35, 36, but he said they all looked like shit. They're all milky. He did tell me, he's like, this GSI-1, he sent me a video. He's like, this GSI-1 is like the only option that I would consider even wanting to send to hold our reputation because it's a very nice stone. So, like, great idea
yeah.
showing it. So.
Yeah, I'm really familiar with whose stones are they? What's his name? Morris. I'm sure you've heard of Morris out in TRS in L.A. He specializes in milky stones.
Yeah.
His discounts are deep. I bought a lot of stones off of him, but I always send back his Melkies. So
right.
I'm happy that you disclosed that and that you're avoiding that crap. The stones I have here are zero Melky. They just want to cash flow these stones out. They're not even looking at wrap. They're just slipping these things. But, you know, everybody has their own model. So if you send a stone, I'm going to show all three of these stones without any pricing and just see which one she falls in love with. And, you know, she might just jump on yours. Hopefully she jumps on yours. But
absolutely.
I just want to be completely transparent. You know, yours is priced where it is. It's because it's not a strong blue. It's a medium. Yours is a G. This is an F. But yours is a stronger G. Your measurement is longer. Actually, no, that's a 11.03 by 6.76.
It's 11.13.
11.1. This F is the exact same stone for 31K, though. It's the exact same thing. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Was the F a 250?
No. Here, I'll give you the cert number.
Okay.
751-660-4381.
Give that to me one more time, sorry. 751?
Yep. 751-660-4381. But this stone here is 6K less. I understand it's medium and it's strong blue. There's no problems with this stone. And I'm not asking you to lower your price, but I'm just telling you about my presentation so we're not wasting shipping money.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, if your customer falls in love with that, the thing is,
when you have big stones like this, you're not going off list. You're buying them at 70 back, and you have probably like 26, 28 into the stone. I don't care. It's your business, and this is how we make our money. This is how all of us make the money in the industry, on 3 carats and up, 2.5 and up. So they can keep the price at whatever they want, but I'm just telling you what different manufacturers are offering the stone at.
I'm happy
with your price, whatever it is. I'm just telling you, you know, I don't negotiate with my diamond dealers. What you got to make is you got to make. But this stone is, I'm looking at the invoice, it's $10,299 a carat with $30 shipping. So it's net $31,030. You know what I mean? So it's like, and medium blue, strong blue, it's all the same shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's all the same. So I don't know if I can sell, you know, we can see if she likes it, but the stone measurement's exactly the same. So I don't know how bad you guys want to sell it.
Right. I gotcha. So, you know, I'll even try and work with my boss, too, on it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you push, but I know you're in a town where you definitely could have a lot of repeat customers. I'm not sure of the situation. I know you know our trade-in policy. You know, if this lady ever wanted to come back and go larger, you know, even upgrade just to something nicer, she'll have full ability to do that. So most of my, you know, clients do push that.
I'm in the position where if I take one on trade, I'm keeping it for stock. I've been doing it since 2005. So it's just like, if I take it in on trade, I'm just going to keep it for stock. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's nice that you guys offer this. But you know, I'm at that level where I don't need it. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely, and I totally get that. But, you know, exactly, you know, that's smart that you do think about keeping it for stock, but also, like, another thing is, like, a stone like this, I mean, sometimes, you know, just to have the ability to do it, you might not always want to keep something like this because it's kind of, you know, it's not everyone's taste, and, you know, you would have ability to do that with me. But, I mean, if you wanted to keep it for stock, I don't blame you. But, you know, it's just there for, you know, just to be a plus one, I guess.
Yeah, after you study that cert and after you talk to the powers that be, just give me a call back and my wife will probably pick up and just tell me that the stone's going to be shipped my way or whatnot. You know, I'm just being completely transparent because we both don't have time for BS. You know what I mean?
No, I got you completely. So I'm going to look at it again and, you know, if I approve, I'll call is Dawn your wife?
No, Amanda's my wife.
Amanda.
She's going to answer the phone.
All right, sorry, yeah. So I'll call her, I'll talk to her, let her know it's on the way, and then, you know, we'll go from there, man. And I'll just cross my fingers, and if you need...
Sure.
I'll try and work with my guy, too, to maybe even get better on price. So,
well, whatever it is, you know, I just want to sell a stone. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So I appreciate you tracking this down, and, you know, we're going to show in the presentation, and I'm only going to get good words about your stone.
All right, sweet. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Hey, good talking with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Bye-bye.